This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Item number one is Stupid News. There's a guy named Justin. Justin loves a good pizza. Who doesn't love a good pizza?
Oh, man, pizza's the best.
My God.
Love pizza.
I had pizza. I had warmed over pizza for lunch yesterday.
I'll eat it right now.
Yeah. The best. Justin likes pizza, too. But he's been the victim of some sort of pizza prankster who has ordered more than $1,000 worth of pizzas sent to Justin's house and his workplace.
Oh,
man.
This is the prank gone too far.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It starts out as a funny little cute thing, and the next thing, now you're legitimately harassing this person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin's been forced to deal with a wrath of angry delivery drivers and pizza store employees when he tells them that, I didn't order this stuff. I'm not paying for it. I didn't order it. He says the first one started on November the 19th. I was getting ready to sit down with my family and have a bowl of soup for dinner. The doorbell rang, and it was a pizza delivery guy a bunch of pizzas.
It sounds like an upgrade from your bowl of soup. Yeah.
I think so, too.
Stop complaining.
Pizza delivery guy got mad at me and asked me what he was supposed to do with these pizzas. I said, I don't know, but I didn't order $100 worth of pizza, and I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
This becomes the... if you're the pizza place and you're just the pawn in this thing, there's a horrible story in the news this morning about an Uber driver.
Oh, yeah.
Who was shot by a homeowner and killed in his driveway because someone had been trying to extort this guy over the phone. And they unwittingly, they sent the Uber driver to get the money.
Oh.
She doesn't know what she's getting. She's supposed to pick a package up at this address.
Yep.
Guy shot her and killed her in the driveway. That's this next level.
Wow.
It's the thing gets out of hand. Now, these people that in the other, the Uber story, those are criminals trying to extort you over the phone. These are people that, I guess it's a harmless prank. Doesn't sound harmless anymore.
This guy has got
a-holes.
This guy needs to close his eyes and think of the first person that comes to mind.
Who picks on you all the time?
Yeah.
Do you have a bully from childhood that
or
won't let it go?
Go back to November 19th and try to remember the day. Did you cut somebody off in traffic and they knew who you were?
Yeah, right.
You know,
this happened in Canada, by the way.
Yeah, man, they're normally
pizza.
Polite.
Yeah, I know. Normally they would say, "Pardon me, but you're paying for this a-hole."
I'm surprised the prank didn't show up already paid for since it's in Canada.
Oh, it's a prank. Yeah, here you go. They're paid
they
for.
It.
Just
Canada.
Keep them.
Yeah,
pranks on me. They've done this 9 or 10 times so far and spent over $1,000, well, ordered over $1,000 worth of pizzas, he says.
All right, well, if you're the pizza place, then, after time two or three,
you need to
stop delivering to that house.
Or if you got Star 69 up there or something.
Yeah, but I mean, just stop. This address, we don't deliver there anymore.
And not only that, but most pizza places down here, they have your phone number when you call in.
Yeah.
They already know your number. They'll tell you your name when you call.
I don't know how it works there.
Yeah,
they took a... Well, you can order online, though, and they don't care.
Yeah, you can do it as a guest. Yeah, checkout.
I order all mine online anymore.
Right.
I like the human conversation.
Yeah, if there's anyone on the show that wants to hang out and talk to people that they don't know, I'm thinking it's you.
That's right. That's right.
They took a month off and then started again. In December, they started ordering from Domino's, so they're changing pizza places.
Ah, okay. All right.
Wow. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have told him you need to change all your passwords, start looking at your life. Someone is after you for something, and nobody knows what the deal is.
Dudley Do-Right's on the case.
Yeah.
Nell Fenwick.
Yeah. That's item one. Pizza guy.
Item number two. Florida man.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Nick was out on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Well, early hours of a Sunday morning.
Hello.
And was found by a cop drunk and peeing out in public.
You're not supposed to pee in public. You know, that can be a sex crime. You can end up on the sex offender
if you're
registry
near a school,
for having your dink out.
Yep. Well, He was charged with a disorderly intoxication count. Misdemeanor.
All right.
The problem here is that he asked the officer, do you know who I am?
Oh, always a good move.
If those words ever escape my lips, just punch me right in the face.
Yeah. Nick happens to be the president for Tampa Firefighters.
Oh, man.
The union president.
And you know how cops and firefighters get along so well.
So well.
So he goes,
the firefighters union president.
I work with you guys.
Wow.
You should just let me go.
Yeah.
Obviously, they did not let him go. He's suspended at the moment.
And the idea that you try to pull that.
Yes. Not cool.
Well, you know what? Next time your house is on fire, I'm not even going to whip it out to pee on it.
Yeah, that's not. Let's just put it out a fire.
I wouldn't even do that.
I'm putting out a fire over here. Shut up.
Yeah.
I love that he's the union president of a completely different group of people and he thinks that has sway for some reason.
Yeah, right. So,
well, they're brethren. They're first responders.
Yeah, I get it, but...
Even during his suspension, he's continuing to receive over $120,000 salary.
That's his job.
Oh, that's nice.
Plus the extra $40,000 that he gets on top of that for being the union president.
Oh,
so that doesn't stop just because he got charged with the crime.
So he's not just the union president; he's like an actual firefighter or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh huh.
Nice gig.
Yeah.
So should he be fired for peeing in public, or should he be fired for trying
he's suspended.
To pull? Oh, so he's suspended with pay.
Yeah. Suspended with
what
pay.
I do is I always say, don't you know who I am? I'm Blaine Stewart.
Right, yeah.
Don't you?
Three.
Dude, if you're going to pull that line, then you should know not to pee in public.
Yeah.
Clearly, they don't know who you are.
Yeah.
This is a dumb question.
If you have to say it, then they don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he should lose his position as, like, the union president. Maybe not as a firefighter in general, but...
Yeah, not the most upstanding.
Yeah, you can't be the guy who runs the union if you're going to be dropping that trying to get out of charges. Like, that doesn't work.
That's item number two.
All right, finally this. Item number three.
When no one else can understand me.
Let me read you the headline.
When everything I do is wrong.
Retired chiropractor.
You give me hope and consolation.
Killed Elvis impersonator.
You give me strength to carry on.
By chloroforming him during sex.
Whoa! Hey!
So much going on here. He's an Elvis impersonator?
Yeah, no, the dead guy is.
Yeah.
So the chiropractor is banging an Elvis impersonator.
As one does.
And chloroforming him repeatedly during the practice, consensually, because this is what they've agreed to.
Okay. Ah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, no, right.
no kink shaming,
but enough is enough.
What I do is I just fill the cape with the chloroform and pull it up.
I honestly think you can kink shame in this situation.
I think there are times.
Yeah, I think yes. I guess I'll never
know the reason. Raymond Raher, Ronald Raher, that's his name. 69. Nice. He's accused of restraining and binding Thomas Kreider, 40 years old, an Elvis impersonator, and then administering dangerous doses of chloroform more than once during a sexual encounter, which led to his death. Mm. Elvis, you okay? Elvis, you all right?
He's hunk-a-hunk-a dead.
I was going to say.
It's not good.
Oh. 4 days after Kreider's death, 4 days... That's when the retired chiropractor went to the cops.
Oh, okay. I think all right.
I don't think he's coming back. Smell.
Yeah. I thought he'd wake up.
Yeah. I was hopeful. Hopeful, man. Wait, high note.
That's the wonder.
Right here.
The wonder
of you. It's that other song, a little less conversation, a little more chloroform.
Yeah, it is.
Boy. 4 days.
Good night, everybody.
You wait 4 days before you go in.
Yeah. Mr. Raher was arrested, charged with second-degree manslaughter, evidence tampering.
Oh, well, you know.
Investigators said that the two had known each other for many years, and both the sex and the chloroform were consensual. But no one can consent to their own death. See, it doesn't matter if they said it was okay. If they're dead, it's on you.
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of it was on him anyway.
Oh.
Then... Mr. Kreider, who uses the stage name TJ Green.
Hey.
As an Elvis impersonator.
That's right.
I'm TJ Green. Yeah. He didn't do so well. He went missing on Friday. Let's see, Ms. Ooh, there's a Mrs. Green. Ooh, that's said he went. He told her he went to pick up some Craigslist stuff.
Oh, he went to pick up some Craigslist stuff.
That's what he told her.
Oh, yeah. Honey.
Yeah. Woo! Not good.
This Monday on Craigslist, Elvis impersonator.
You're not going to like
searching for?
I'm just here to get some Craigslist stuff.
Oh, man.
Excuse me, Doc. Could you line up my spine?
Oh.
Oh,
throw right out of alignment.
There you go.
Man,
threw my back out. Hey, those three stories are true.
And stupid.
Yes, and that's why it is.
Stupid news.